USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Attorney General William Barr testified for hours before the Senate Judiciary Committee, answering heated questions about his handling of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report. He now says he's not showing up for scheduled testimony that he was supposed to have with House members on Thursday. Barr repeatedly defended his decision not to charge the president with obstruction of justice, despite the 10 instances of interference which was presented in the Mueller report.
Do you think it's okay for a president to offer pardons to people who don't testify against him, to threaten the family of someone who does? Is that okay?
When did he offer a pardon to someone?
I think you know what I'm talking about. Please.
What do you mean?
Please, Mr. Attorney General, you know, give us some credit for knowing what the hell is going on around here.
This is USA Radio News.
The Dampier Law Firm, PC 55 North Section Street, Fairhope, Alabama, is responsible for this advertisement. No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Attention all active or retired military. If you are diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss after using yellow and black or yellow and olive dual-ended earplugs, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. These earplugs permitted damaging sounds to enter the ear canal. If you served in the military and were later diagnosed with hearing loss or tinnitus, call 800-401-7804 right now to see if you qualify for significant cash compensation. The manufacturer knew of the defect but did not warn its customers. Complaints allege that the manufacturer manipulated test results to make it appear that the plugs met government standards. If you deployed to Iraq or Afghanistan anytime from 2003 through 2015 and are now suffering from diagnosed hearing loss or tinnitus, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call 800-401-7804 right now. Hurry, time is limited. Call 800-401-7804 now to see if you qualify for cash compensation. Call 800-401-7804. That's 800-401-7804. 800-401-7804.
The Federal Reserve left its key interest rate unchanged, which signals no rate hikes are likely in the coming months. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell pointed to several economic factors.
The committee also believes that solid underlying fundamentals are supporting the economy, including accommodative financial conditions, high employment and job growth, rising wages, and strong consumer and business sentiment.
A Texas grand jury indicted a suburban Dallas police officer on a charge of criminally negligent homicide in the fatal shooting of a black man during a traffic stop last year. The Tarrant County grand jury indictment of Arlington officer Bo Tram comes 8 months after he shot 24-year-old O'Shea Terry in the Dallas suburb. The indictment marks a rare criminal prosecution of a police officer in the historically conservative Texas county. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
If you take sleeping aids, USA's Chris Barnes says you should wake up and listen to this.
The FDA is going to require makers of certain sleep aids to put strongly worded warnings on their boxes and outpatient guides. Ambien, Lunesta, and Sonata were among the products mentioned by the agency as being potentially dangerous because they can cause people to experience impairment of mental alertness even the morning after their use, and even if the people feel fully awake. They say that warnings will have to list the potential side effects, like sleep driving and other risky activities that can lead to injury or death. The FDA is also urging health providers to prescribe lower doses of medications for insomnia in an effort to reduce the morning after risks. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The 36th annual National Day of Prayer is a time set aside for people of faith to pray for the nation. John Clemens has the story.
The theme this year is Love One Another, and it comes at a time when many are calling for people of faith to realize that one of the most important things we can do for our nation is to pray. The National Observance will also bring together a multi-ethnic, cross-denominational coalition of faith leaders at the U.S. Capitol, led by Dr. Ronnie Floyd, who will recognize Pastor Andrew Brunson, who was released last year after spending 2 years in a jail in Turkey. For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.